Get y'all some gravy and biscuit. What's your name?
I'm Travis Stevens.
Travis Stevens, good to meet you. John Webster, John D. Webster. What's your name?
Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson, good to meet you. How you doing? Honey, are you okay?
Yeah. Some people try to gang me under the bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
They saved me.
They take everything from you under the bridge.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, if we can get all three of y'all in the shot, just kind of, you know, kind of get y'all. If you can get them their food, we can. Yeah. This is one of the reasons I'm doing this is just kind of draw attention to, you know, what y'all go through on a day-to-day basis. You know, like I say, Mary, you got beat up recently.
Yes.
That's unacceptable. Y'all, for this documentary, we are in Knoxville, Tennessee. We are handing out, we've got biscuit that they wanted some biscuit and gravy, so we're going to help them out. These people do not get this kind of, do people often help y'all out, or do they just kind of walk the other way when they see y'all?
Call the police on you.
Do they really? Oh, my gosh.
You ask for hot chocolate at McDonald's, and they're going to go in, and McDonald's people going to call the police.
Let me ask you this. Even if you have money, do they ever tell you to leave?
At McDonald's?
If you have...
You done been there and asked once or twice in one of these stores, and you go in there with something, with money, they won't accept your money.
Let's just point out these stores. Let's point out these restaurants in Knoxville, specifically the ones that are doing this. Which ones specifically, on what road, are doing this?
Cumberland is bad.
Okay, okay.
Cumberland Strip by UT.
Okay.
They're real bad for
it. Is there... One of the reasons is I want to draw attention to the places in Knoxville that are not treating you all well. So once again, the place in Knoxville that did not treat you well was where?
The McDonald's on Cumberland Street.
Okay.
They'll run you out. You can go in there and buy something.
Okay.
That you normally be able to sit in there if you buy something.
Yeah.
They'll see you sitting in there so long and run you off.
Okay.
Okay. McDonald's on Magnolia.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Are there any managers whose names you know of that have done this to you? First name or last name, or first name and last name?
Don't give you a chance to know their name.
They won't tell you who they are?
The other day I seen the guy. I was walking past. I was going to go up in there and try to warm up. And she ran the guy off. She said he had cussed him out.
Oh, my gosh.
But she told him, get out, get out, get out. And he was going in there to buy something. So I kept on walking.
Good deal. I'll tell you, you can get the candy and their everything like that. Y'all want Snickers and what else y'all want?
Peppermint.
Snickers and peppermints. We got y'all Snickers and peppermints. Okay.
You got to get stuff that you can keep in your backpack and take with you.
Yep.
You can't.
And the food, about the food at the business.
Okay, so just make sure we have some names with the faces here. We got Mary Turner. Mary Turner, what's your name?
Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson, your name is?
Travis Stevenson.
Travis Stevenson. Mary Turner, Michael Wilson, Travis Stevenson. These are three people. Let me ask y'all, have y'all always been without somewhere to live, or is this kind of something that this happened to y'all? Can y'all tell what's kind of led to this for y'all?
I've been homeless for the last 6 years.
Okay.
I was in a bad situation with a woman, and it seemed like you couldn't do no right by the police.
Yeah.
Even though I went to jail, they took me to jail, and I stayed in jail 22 days.
Yeah.
For a domestic assault, and the woman never showed up for court.
Okay.
She put 8 restraining orders on me, and they would come out and kick me out of my house that I was paying rent at and everything just because she said something. So I got tired of it and left, and I didn't have nowhere to go.
Okay. And what's your story? Is it Travis? Is that right?
That's
Mr. Wilson. Travis Wilson?
No, Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael Wilson. If you want to get in the shot here, just get all three of y'all in the shot here. Michael, is that right? Michael Wilson?
Yes.
What's your story? Why is this happened to you, sir?
I just moved up here about 3 years ago and just been homeless.
Okay. All right. That's certainly understandable. I want to point out this can happen to anybody. Okay, this is not something that just, it's, These people do not deserve to be in situations they are in, and society just does not treat these people well. I want you to look at the ways these people are eating these food. They have probably not eaten in a long time. Have y'all not eaten in a while? Has it been a while?
About 2 days.
Poor Mary here on the left has gotten beaten up under the bridge. And this is probably something that happens on a day-to-day basis in Knoxville, Tennessee.
At the mission,
okay.
If you take a look at Corn, there's about 100 Corn stores around here. If you go into Corn, where the money's supposed to be going to help the homeless people, you'll see that the good food goes upstairs to the workers, and they serve us the stuff that's being donated.
Are you serious?
Yes, go in there.
I did not know that. Oh, my gosh.
And it's out of date
food. It's old cakes that people done donated. The good stuff goes upstairs. The good meat goes upstairs. They have a cooking thing in there, and they let them cook for the people upstairs. They cook the good stuff.
Yeah. Any other stories y'all want to share? I'm just trying to get y'all stories out there. Chances are, you three are definitely going to get some assistance from this, because when you put a face and a story on, you know, a bad situation, people will definitely help y'all. So this is something I'm glad we can help y'all out. I'm glad y'all can come down here, and hopefully we can definitely get y'all the assistance you need. Okay.
We'd like to see something done about the Palms mission.
Okay.
They built a big area out there where they rush people out at 6 o'clock in the morning so they can clean up, no matter how hot or how cold it is.
Yeah.
And you just sit out there in the cold.
Okay.
Can't go in the building or they'll run you off or kick you off. They got a security guard. They pay a security guard to stay out there that's supposed to keep the people safe, but he too busy socializing and ain't paying attention to nothing. So it's real dangerous down there, but most of the money, I think, is being pocketed. It ain't going to help nobody.
Okay. Okay, anything else y'all want to add? Okay.
It's not really safe to be at that mission either.
No.
Yeah.
Drugs,
no.
And as you can see, you know, they beat up people, jump on people. I mean,
and
they
if
got
they wouldn't
one
have helped
security,
me, it would have probably been worse.
Yeah.
They got one security guard for about
100,000 people. That's a lot of people.
Okay.
A lot of people
down there, and it just ain't safe.
Okay. Mary, anything you want to add, or?
You just see, you can't sit down there.
Okay.
They took all my clothes and everything.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to point out, Knoxville, I'm addressing Knoxville when I say this. People of Knoxville, these are three people, these are three faces, these are three stories of people who are misfortunate and just do not deserve to be treated and do not this way and do not deserve to be in a situation. Let me ask y'all something. How many homeless people do you think there are in Knoxville? Approximately.
There's over about 4,000 or 5,000.
4,000 or 5,000 homeless people in Knoxville who go through this stuff every day. And most people do not care about it. This is why I'm doing this.
They're trying to clean it up. The police, we set up camps in the woods. Back off so you can't see it. Don't be no violence. Don't be nobody bothering nobody. They'll come through. When you ain't there, you go on to the mission to try to get some of the little food. And they'll cut the trees down and tear the tents down and take them off so you don't have a place to go.
Who's doing this?
Knoxville Police Department.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. I was actually talking to a guy about this earlier tonight. So, yeah, I'm gonna bring this to their attention. The reason I'm doing this is I'm trying to bring this to the light of the people of Knoxville to try to get this taken care of. This homelessness is not something that is... You know, you've heard the saying, oh, the homeless will always be with us. No, that is not the way things need to be. The homeless, people do not deserve to be homeless. We can solve the homeless situation in Knoxville. There are approximately, how many homeless people in Knoxville did you say? There's 4,000?
About 4,000.
4,000, okay. If we get people to maybe donate $25, $50, $100 a day, just wherever you can, I'm going to start up a GoFundMe page for this campaign. This is going to be called... The campaign is, I am facing homelessness in Knoxville, which is basically what these people are going through. They're facing homelessness in Knoxville. It's a double entendre. I'm getting Knoxville to face homelessness. This is going to be a hashtag campaign. We're going to put some billboards up. We're going to change some lives from this. Okay? Y'all, thank y'all so much. We hope y'all can get y'all the assistance you need. Okay?
All
Right, thank you.
Thank you.